Stoi de te ver baruch dona.
We're coming again towards Yom HaKadosh, Yom Kippur. What can we do still do in the last few hours? Perhaps to go and prepare ourselves and get what we can out of Yom Kippur. It's the day of the year. We're going to see how the Bereshon is begging from us to ask, how should we prepare ourselves? If you look back at last year, it's been a difficult year, a very difficult year. A year, Rachmanistan, people who are ill, people who are shidduchim, people in Parnassa, people have left this world. We're going through a very difficult time, and that's just all that's going on. God wants us all the time. God wants us all the time. There's a message here from the Baruch Shalom. The Baruch Shalom said, you're asking, you're telling us something. What does the Baruch Shalom want from us? What should we do? What can we do? We want Toshi Bevav to be a beautiful year with Simchas and Gesundheit and Geulah Shleima. What's the Baruch Hashem want from us? I once heard there's a Yid in Bnei Brak called Reb Chaim Berman. I don't know if you've heard of him. Reb Chaim Berman is a brother of Shlemke Berman. He's known as the Masmid of Ponovich. Really quite old, and he once said something very beautiful, thought. He said, when a mother wants to put a baby to sleep, when the mother wants to put a baby to sleep, what does the mother do? The mother takes the berm or the cot and she shakes it backwards and forwards to and fro. And slowly the baby falls asleep. What happens when we want to wake somebody up in the morning? Who's tired, sit in bed, and you want to wake somebody up. What do? You shake the bed. The same action, what's that person? And the person, the normal person, gets up. One shake, one person shake, and the shake puts it and goes further to sleep. And the same shake, it gets up. What's the difference? The difference, he said, is one's a baby, and one's a mature adult. An adult understands that a shake means change. Wake up, do something. There's the baby, continue, sleep, go back, fall asleep, go, just continue, sleep. We're getting shakes from the Baruch Shalom. What are we? Are we the shaking of the adults? And we understand the Baruch wants to shake, don't change? Or no, we just the same. Business as usual, and we continue after Yom Kippur. Kamas all forgotten about. That's why we say Slachon, the Kiratonu, straight after. Is that, oh, there's a shake. The shake means I do something. It's a test, says Mkhanika. What am I with a shake? Which way do I take the shake? The Bereshit sends, like Niver Blakim, the thunder that's there, why was created? There's a Gemara in Brachos. Why was thunder created? In order to, the Hashva is Akmim Shemalev. And Shemalev sends us a shake. It's banging. It's there in order to, Stamach Shemalev, what's banging? Make a noise for us. When we hear thunder, and we get a little taste, we get a bit of shaking. But he said, I want you to go along, I'm shaking you to go along, Perhaps it needs a change. A change to what we've been till now. And so very nice. We're saying on Yom Kippur, we're going to say, straight after Sarab Tekev. So I'm going to give a verse. This verse comes from Nebuchadnezzar. A beautiful verse. Straight after the Sarab Tekev, we hear, we yobbles, and we shout, Shuvah to the Tzokah. What's the next one of the next words we say? Adam, after Mavir, in the next chapter, Adam is saved to be offer. The safe for me offer. We all come from dust. We come from other be saved offer. The safe for me offer, we're back to dust. But Nafshay, Yavi Lachmai. And the Nafshay, Yavi Lachmai. Says the Krieger, in other words, we come to this world, one day we go back to dust, and it's Nafshay, and during the time, the Krieger, Yavi Lachmai, you're busy, go. Ask the Krieger, it's not an order. Why? So it goes now, why is the order going to come? The order it should be, Adam is saying, Bafa, we all come from dust. And about Tachlis are we in this world. You're long. You have the Menashe Belachma. Use your nefesh to go and earn something. And after you earn it, then say for your own figure. I saw Chadush Harim, in case there's some Chassidim here, he's going to say the same part. The same, he says, what's Menashe, you say, but the same word of Bafa. Said as I, somebody's in business, and he has got business. Starts off the year with £5,000 in his bank accounts. At the end of the year, he's got £10,000 in his bank. That fellow's made 100% gain. He's got 10,000. A person who starts off the year with £10,000, and he finds himself with £5,000. 100% loss. What happens to the person who starts off with 5,000 and ends with 5,000? What do you say? So I can't figure. All that trouble, all that work, all you've done, all that toil, you give me a time, and not bringing an extra penny, you just got your breakfast, all you got. What is it? It's a 100% figure. So I can't figure. That's Chatamiya. Adam is saying to me, Alpha. We all come from the Alpha. And the end is, we're going to be this world, save it, Alpha. Now, what's after that? What are you bringing? What's your nefesh bring? What's your soul bring to the Bein Shnayim? The Nashay? Only Yavi Lachmai. A bit of bread, breakfast, you got a bit of gashmis, nothing else. It's a handsome thing. I'm giving you a nice kavana. We say to Yom Kippur, we have these words. Am I fulfilling my tachlis? Am I doing something? Am I taking a shake? Change myself? The nafshu yavi lachmai. Look, Rishon Yom says the same verb. Not just the same verbs. That's why I put the nafshu yavi lachmai right at the end. After, it's not through my lifetime. When I finish my life, I'm going to one day give chidim ches to Bein Shleilom. What am I being? The nafshu yavi. Lachmai, a bit of bread, but gashmis. That's called a failure. That's 5,000. 5,000. So failure. You want to, in other words, everybody can test themselves. How am I from 1 year to another? He says over here, when we say these words, how am I from last year? Have I changed? Have I put on any, I've never put on any weight. Have you put anything at all? Put something on? That's a question when we say those words, everybody should think that's the right thing. I once heard, from Shom Shvatan said, Shom Shvatan, he was at the coastal, he was davening Shabbos at the coastal. And he said, look at the coastal davening, and all of a sudden he sees next to him a fella coming along, dumping on his head some small little schmutter, and he goes to the coastal, takes out his pen, and writes a, writes a note and puts it to Christ. Rabbi Sholem waited till the fellow left. And he congratulated him, went to Kaisel, after he'd gone, and pulled out a piece of paper, the Kvittel, don't ask the Chelm of Geshem, I don't know about these things. And he pulled out the paper, and looked at the paper, and he read it. And he said, I want to see which name to this Baal. And it said, Dear God, please help me, this afternoon is a football match. Make sure my side wins. Remember what Shalom saying to his wife. Dear Shalom, Allah, you're already here. You're already there at the castle. You already got the opportunity to ask the boy Shalom something. Wasted on silly little things, on a football match. You've got to, say this. You have to have a case a little bit. You have to have a God is a little bit. You got to have a shake. And you use a shake the wrong way. It's a baby shake. I once saw from Rabbi Zalman Slotkin. Was Naim Latoya. It's a mighty God. We know there's a mitzvah. Shalish pa'amim bashama yeleoi kazkoch. 3 times a year we have to go away. A privilege and a mitzvah to go up to Eiregel. Chaya. The simcha. Why? To ask. Live in Hashem and ask all you need. Why is there no mitzvah? There's two Yom Tov missing. What's about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Why is there no mitzvah on your head? I certainly need the Baruch Shemayim. We should certainly go up to make some Mikdash, to the coast of going down from there. We want to, we need the Baruch Shemayim. No mitzvah at all. So it's absolutely beautiful. Again, a kavanah once more. Wow. Every Friday night, you say in Chulah, no? Lifnei Hashem kivor shmatovs. We bring back the Lifnei Hashem kivor shmatovs. Ask the Medrash, why do you say twice kivor? Kivor? Lifnei Hashem kivor. Abishbar is coming. Twice a year, the Abish comes to you. You don't have to go to the Baruch Shalom. You don't have to be over there. V'nei Hashem kivor, kivor, v'shmoy tovitz. When he comes to Yom Adin, the Baruch Shalom says, I'm here. You don't have to travel. No easy jets, nothing. You can go along, no problem at all. Just go along and you're there. Hashem's there. In other words, Akhishpach says, we're coming to Yom Kippur now. We're standing in shul, or we're standing at home, or wherever we're davening. The Ribbono Shel Olam is coming, kamiyochel. Imagine, I put it by anything. Very hard to say in our own family. Imagine all some daughters over there, and in walks something called Charles. King Charles. He comes over and says to all of you, you can ask whatever you want. He comes to you, to MH, comes in here, puts on a couple, and he comes on, and he says, ask what he wants. Will anybody not use the opportunity? And if a person says, I'm not bothering, you have a vaza, the king. It's moiled by malchus. So he comes out, and the Bernishim is coming to ask, kivor shmoytzavitz. He's coming to us. And what's he saying? Come on, please ask what you want. And we don't. It's a bizarre, it'll be a negative mark on us that we didn't use the opportunity. The Baruch Shem to come along. He's there, the pachat of the Baruch Shem, the shake. Again, it's the shake of the cot. Go along with it. Didn't use it. I once heard from a Benny, I've never said it to you, but some of you know it. At the end of Nila, the main part of Nila is going to be Mason Yat Lepoishim. It starts off the long piece. All of you should look at it. It's a beautiful piece. It's the last part before we leave. Mason Yat Lepoishim, I spoke with his hand. I heard from Rebellion, where that means Zechasadikoch, Merdik, Farsim. said it's like, was nice in that question. But Shmach was hand to the sinners. Shmach was hand to the sinners. So he gave the mashal. He said, imagine you come to the station and you want to catch a train. You know, you'd like always come in the hospitals. You come in the train. Trains leaving 8:30. And the yid comes in 4 seconds after 8:30. It's a shreya l'aveirim per time. And it's leaving. All upset. There's a little door open on the train. There's a door open, the conductor's door. And the conductor says to you, hey, come here. Give me a hand and I'll pull you onto the train. You'll get there. You'll get to your destination. Just give me a hand. That's how we should look when it comes now to Leila. And by the end of Leila, Ashbos is going to give his hand, he's stretching his hand out, and he's saying to us, come, go, just give me a hand, and I'll answer you. You get to your destination. The train's going, I'll take it to there. And we don't take it. And you say to the conductor, don't bother. We'll get to your destination. That's a heard from Rebellion. Someone was going, very topical, somebody was going for security in airports. Going for security in airports. And he was going through, let's say, Manchester airports. He was coming from America, this fellow. He was going through the airports. And you have to go through security, you know, you have to address. It gets more and more nowadays, more shoes and socks and this and that thing. By the way, somebody's once going through in front of me, and they told the person, get off, take your socks off. Well, I took my socks off. I took the socks off, and it was a ring on the toe. Not a ring here, as in sugar, as a world name. Anyway, if somebody's going through the thing, and all of a sudden, he puts his bags through, and within seconds, he was surrounded by police and guns and zakhan and all. Hey, what have I done? You're bringing some weapons and things. I bring weapons, and all these citizens, I've done nothing at all. On the screen, it shows it's full of metal. You've got some explosive there. I know what you're talking about. And they go along and open, and say, well, bring the bag here, we'll open it. Can we open it? You open it. Opens it, and it's full of rubbish. All the disposable metal things. On the way to the taxi, I'm taking my case, at the same time I want to take also the bag to the bin, the back bin. By mistake, I put the wrong one in there, and I took the rubbish bin and put it in my case. Everyone's looking. Bizyonis. Seth Gabelia. The Bone Show is going to show us exactly from last year. We're going to have screens. And Shabbat's going to show us exactly from last year. And he's going to show them. You're going to see. And who's looking, says Gabelia? Malachim. The Gedolim. Your family. I'm going to see. All he's going to show is that Bizyonis. How careful we have to be to make sure that we got. And there's one way, again, to shake yourself, to do tshuva, to go along and change. Tshuva means a change. What means we change? Go back, but you change that direction a little bit. Don't just continue, as we said, you're sleeping. Don't sleep like that baby in the cot. Don't miss opportunity. I got heard once. From Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. I always mention names, you should know who they are. Moshe Shmuel Shapiro was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yaakov. Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. He was playing, he was a little boy. You should know Rosh Yeshivas were also little boys once. And they also played football. And he was playing football. And he hides there sobbing. I was a small boy and I was playing football. And my father came down to the yard and said, Shmuel, quick, come here. And he said, what's the matter, Daddy? He said, I want to just tell you, quickly go down to the station. The Chofetz Chaim is coming to the station. He'd be in there for 5 minutes, get a bracha from Chofetz Chaim. Get an opportunity to see the Chofetz Chaim. What am I supposed to say? 1 minute, I just want to finish. I'll be a girl soon. I'll be out there. 1 minute. He missed it. He went down to the station. I took a friend to put him with. And he was there to see the train going out. He likes there. He said, all my life, I kicked myself. Why didn't I do it straight away? When she would say, my father gave me a little thing. Do something. Go along with this opportunity. And I don't use opportunity. He said, all his life, I could have seen the Chofetz Chaim. I could have seen, I could have got a block of him. I missed the opportunity. So he writes down, and it's something. I heard this from Rav Vosner. Get the same thing. Make a change. You want to make a change. Don't wait. Very nice. I'm doing it with Tosha. I'm going home now. And I'll when I get up from my sleep, I'm going to go to dinner. I think perhaps I should have. No. I heard from Rav Vosner. It's this. Shevet HaLevi. I heard this when he was 90 years old. He said, when he was a small boy, he was 11 years, I think, in Vienna. He lived in Vienna, and the Knesset Gedolah was in Vienna. One of the great Knesset Gedolahs. And he, living in Vienna, all the Gedolahs came. So after the session, he wanted to see the Imre Emes. He wanted to see the Imre Emes. So he decided he'd go to the hotel and see the Imre Emes. Went to the hotel. They came there. A huge queue. Queue was waiting for him. Still the queue. At 9:30, the governor comes out and said, sorry, queue finished. Imre Emes is not seeing it anymore. So he heard somebody ask, what's going on? We come here, what's going on? The Imre Emes goes to bed early. The Imre Emes knows feels I go to bed early and I get up early, and that's you have much more of a clear mind when you get up early. And Shmuel was right there, and he said, when I heard that, I decided I want to become something. I'm going to do the same. I'm going to go along and go to bed early and get up early. He said all his life, he always went to bed early. Statue and he tried to get to Boston late at night, he couldn't get in. In Bnei Brak, he couldn't get in. At half past two, whatever time was, he always got up to him. And he said, that achlota that I made straight away, that made me a bit of Boston, Shere Chief Tarimi. Got sight of it, had such a clear mind in my learning, such a clear mind. That's you make a decision. Never came to Itzra. Don't leave something alone. Never leave it. And by the way, I once heard from Meir Chodosh. I heard it from Moshe Chodosh, from his father, Meir Chodosh. By the way, this thing is coming to my mind. His father was taken in Poland by the Polish, and wanted to court martial and this and the. And he brought him in and said, you dirty Jew, and he's dead. And he heard already, they're going to kill him. Want to kill him. He was learning, Slobotka, where it was, it was his thing, and he was going to kill him. So Meir was sitting in his cell, so Moshe said, sitting in his cell, and he's made a whole of achlotas, if I come out alive. And he made 10 achlotas, 10 undertakings to go and enter. There's this. 10 undertakings in the prison. He was let out. Came out. And he said, the time he came to Yeshiva, he had dropped all of them. All the undertakings. I took too much. As he's going on, I'll only take that one. So he said, the mayor said, I learned from there, take one thing. One change. That's all you need. And then I had from I have to finish. Remeir Chodosh, I'm sorry, the Chaznish, the Mashgiach of Sabotka came once to the Chaznish with the following question. I want you to get this right for God's sake. And he came and asked, we've got Yom Kippur coming. We've got this Yom, just finishing Yom Noah. What's going on here? He said, comes Cheshvan, people are going to be very similar back to the normal. What's the Tachlis? Very good question that we very normally speak about. Chaznish. I want to give you one answer. I want to explain the Chaznish's answer. But you enjoy the example I'm going to give. What's the example? I don't remember, the people here with white hair will remember better than anything. There's something called a chimney sweep. Does anybody know what chimney sweep is? I'll tell you, remember. What's a chimney sweep? In the old times, when we were young, we were a young boy, we had to put the coal fire on, and coal fires, it goes up the chimney. Not many imitation chimneys like today, but it goes up, and every now and then it gets frustrated. It gets blocked. So I will call chimney a chimney sweep. Now, in case you don't know how chimney sweep looks, the chimney sweep looks. The ones in Basel, so in Switzerland, the chimney sweep, go to the top hat. Yeah, no top hat. You ask the Swiss, go to the top hat. I said, my father, the top hat, he must have been insulted. It's the chimney sweep, the thing. The top hat. And the chimney. You go on a bike, you got all the rods on the bike, and black to them. Somebody once asked the chimney sweep, listen to this. Tell me, how many days of work? Me? I'm inundated. 7 days a week. I work from morning to night. I work. It's very hard work. I can go up the chimneys and come down. This is the thing. So then I asked him, can I ask you another question? So every day you're going up for 7 days a week. When you come home by night, what do you do? Do you wash yourself? A few hours later, anybody can get to the show. We can come to Jamaica again. Anyone can get your shots. You know, this will be answered. Of course I do. To have that feeling of purity and that itself is such rewarding and means so much to me that every night when I come home, first thing I go along, have a shower, have this, look in the mirror, nice and white and clean. It lifts me up in my mind. That's what's Chaznish. Get down before sharing. Shabbat, you're going to time to come. Bring them forward. But the fact we've got many days, we worked ourselves, and we on a high madrega, we're near the Boishman, kivor, and we change ourselves. That itself is a moedig zach. It's madrega. And we take that madrega with us. All those days, they were so careful and so good. We became what we asked, what we spoke, what it is. That itself, we haven't lost that. That's never lost. Step Shabbat Chaznish is the answer. Remember, chimney sweep. And the time is ticking. Just give me one. I don't know if I ever said this one here. In case we have a cup on, we've got to be a cup. Put yourself a few minutes, your kipper. What do I want to change next year? What do I want to do? I want it. One little thing. I say one. I want to say this Meister. We all know the Meister. But it's a good Meister. There was a teacher, a Rebbe, in Cheder in Borough Park. And he was telling me, after it's 1 o'clock, he finished, he goes home. On the way home, he sees from far, all of a sudden, a tumult, police, fire engines, ambulances, and he's going that direction, and he gets nearer and nearer and nearer. You know, he knows when he sees all these things, must see what's going on, and he goes there. And as he comes near, he's cordoned off with the tape, and he asks the police to tell what's going on here. Haven't you heard? There was a shootout here in the supermarket here, in the kosher supermarket. Go sleep. What? Which one? gets white, and he runs. He says, "What's that? It's a priest house. What's about that?" My wife was supposed to go this morning shopping. I was supposed to go to the supermarket. Do me a favor. Can you let me know? He said, "We can't say anything yet. We can't go in near. We don't know any bodies. No, whatever." He runs home and he opens the door and he shouts, "Rivka, Rivka! Yes, yes. What's the matter?" "Well, I said, didn't you say you're going today to the supermarket?" "Yes. I was supposed to go. I was on the way to the supermarket. I was at the door. And as I was about to leave, the doorbell goes. I open the door, and there's a delivery, you know, a catalogue of these things. A parcel. What was that?" "I'll tell you, I ordered a new dress." "An old new dress? When?" "I'll tell you the truth. It was on Yom Kippur, just passed. And in Kippur, when I was in shul, I decided, Epes HaKabon I have to go and do. I must have come to something. I decided that I know that by myself, I know some dresses are not 100%. So I decided, there and then, I'm going to order straight after Kippur, I'm going to order a new dress. That new dress came just as I was going to the supermarket." "Yeah? What's going on here?" "A little Kabbalah, I mean Kippur. Who knows if it's safe for all we start off with all the problems we have. A nice one Kabbalah. You can take Kabbalah Yom Kippur. It can save us, we don't know. It can save us the all what happenings was going on. And bring us a Shana Tova. The Bohem should help Bez Hashem. If you say her, to the Mahasi, to the Amen.